Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 19 people have been killed when Islamist militants attacked a hotel in Mali. Two Al-Qaeda-linked groups have claimed responsibility for Friday's deadly assault at the Radisson Blue Hotel. Officials say at least 22 people are dead. Three assailants were among those killed. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and its affiliate El Mourabitoun said in a statement that they cooperated on the operation targeting the hotel, which is popular with foreigners. Earlier reports said that the gunmen had taken up to 170 hostages, but Malian officials say that all the hostages have been freed. An operation to clear the hotel of gunmen ended late Friday afternoon after Malian special forces spent hours going room to room amid the sounds of explosions and gunfire. At the United Nations, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned Friday's attacks. UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said that the UN peacekeeping mission had been assisting Malian authorities in handling the attack.
The Secretary General condemns the horrific terrorist attacks at the Radisson Hotel in Bamako, which killed an unknown number of civilians and injured many more. He expresses his sincere condolences to the government of Mali and the bereaved family and wishes a speedy recovery to the wounded victims of this attack.
The Secretary General also expressed concern that the attacks came at a time when the peace process in Mali is making what he called good progress. The former French colony has been battling Islamist militants for years. For more on this story and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union ministers have agreed